Pickaxe.
Believe it or not, we're all on vacation and we don't have a podcast this week, dude. But here's the podcast that I was on not long ago. It's Hat Chat 100. Believe it or not, we'll be back soon. Beep. Beep.
Wow. Jingle
by
nice.
Bob, a.k.a. Leakproof.
Yeah. Bob, a.k.a. Leakproof. And our special guest today for episode 100 is none other than our dear friend, acquaintance, father, Sips.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Sips.
Yeah.
He's not our father, I'll point out.
He's our dad.
I could be. guys want me, I could adopt you all if you want.
You could adopt us. Yeah, that's the only way, really.
Join the club. I've got kids everywhere.
And we go around convincing people we meet that, like, after the adoptions happened, that, like, you're our biological father as well. And they're like, so he had all three of you at about 9 or 10 years old? Yeah, it was crazy. Mm. That's why he had to move to the island, because we had to leave Canada.
The police are still investigating.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. It's darker than you think.
But yeah, welcome. Sips, I know you probably watched all episodes up till now,
all
so you understand the format.
Course.
So feel free to do the usual spiel for us, if you could.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, it goes without saying, congratulations on your big 100, and I hope you guys are happy with yourselves and proud of yourselves as well.
Thanks, man.
And, you know, just keep going. You know, number 200 is just around the corner. Number 300, not too far beyond that. 400, 500, you know, 1,000, that's a pretty big landmark.
Wow, geez,
too.
You,
it'd be insane.
That's too many, really.
Big milestone to hit as well. So, you know, cheers to the finest crew in Starfleet. Well done, motherfuckers.
Thanks. We actually like to keep things strictly on a Harry Potter universe thing rather than Star Trek.
Yeah, what are your opinions on Harry Potter?
To the finest wizard in Hogwarts. the finest wizard trio. What would you... Like, many wizards, I guess, is just... The plural is just wizards. But
wizards,
like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's like a gang of wizards, though, right? There's got to be a better name
or
for it.
Or a clan, I guess, in a way. They're all
a clan.
It's that much power concentrated into one group of people deserves a better
name. Oh, it does. A couturie.
A couturie.
I think is what it could be called.
Nice.
It's used in another fantasy series, and
is that something we should be worried about?
Is another one.
The gangs of wizards rising up.
I just did the math in
gangs
my head, guys.
Gangs of Grand
guys.
Wizards for you to worry about.
Yeah, go on.
It's gangs of Grand Wizards. Well, there's only ever one. That's the thing.
Of course.
That's why it's the Grand Wizard. we'd only be 55 when we hit episode 1,000. If we consistently did a podcast once a week, we would make it to
math.
Episode 1,000 about the
Holy
age
shit.
Of 55.
Jeez.
That's not too bad.
You guys
That's
have to live
years.
Through your 40s, though, which is a rough one, especially with the amount of cocaine that you guys are doing. It's like
we
a pacing thing.
Down.
You guys might burn out.
It speeds life up, doesn't it? That's
yeah.
the thing.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
So.
But what about, like, the members of the Rolling Stones, though? Because, like, the theory goes, right, with cocaine, you take years off the end of your life to make the years at the beginning of your life more intense, right?
Right.
But they just seem to have extended it beyond mortal realms. You know,
I don't
even
think
Richards.
They're human anymore, though.
Right.
I think it's all prosthetics and, like, iron lungs and stuff, you know? Like, they don't
iron lungs.
They're not.
You know
they're
what
not,
an iron lung is?
It's like a machine, though, right? Like
It's like a giant, like, machine you go inside, and then it works your lungs using pressure.
Well, I mean, like, you think, like, Keith Richards. Night? He doesn't even have any of his own blood in his system or anything, right?
It's
like,
all
it's all been, like, transfused and everything. He's not even Keith Richards anymore. I think he ceased to be Keith Richards probably in, like, the 80s, realistically. And
what
this whole
he
time. He's like a cyborg, I guess. Just like...
Yeah.
How old is he?
I heard that they replaced his blood with the embalming fluid of one of those, like, mammoths they have in the Natural History Museum.
Yeah.
They took all of that embalming syrup out and just put it straight into Keith Richards.
They
and
just basically had
with.
To find some blood out there that just wasn't heavily influenced by drugs, right? So they just... Any blood that they could
blood
find
of an
was
innocent
good enough.
Child, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Do you hear there's been a couple of rivers in major cities that have tested positive for like MDMA and party drugs because like the populace of the local area was taking so much of it that they were peeing.
In the water,
it was going out into local water sources, and it was just all coming up positive with A-class drugs. Like London's had it. I think Bristol had it at one point. They were detectable levels of drugs in the water.
Nice. I was watching, I don't even know why. I haven't kept up with any of it because I really just don't give a shit. But the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
And when
it's everywhere.
When he was being cross-examined, or he was on the bench, and they were saying, "Is it true, Mr. Depp, that you took 10 MDMAs in one day at one point?" He's like, "Well, no, because." I'd be dead. it was just so matter of fact about it. Like everybody has their limits, okay? It was so funny. That's all I've seen from the whole trial. I haven't kept up with it at all. Because, like I said,
you just tend to see these little clips here and there.
I think it's
it's odd viewing.
It's weird how much it has become. Well, it's not weird really, because I things like Netflix have dramatized like the OJ Simpson trials and stuff. Like I think people are like, I can be a part of this weird celebrity trial history thing. It's like happening in real time. I think that's where the part of the appeal probably comes from.
Oh, it's just celebrity culture, and people are obviously really wanting to know the next gossip and rooting for people. It's just it's quite ugly, really, when you think about the seriousness of the accusations. But
well, they're totems that are held up by different people with different opinions, right? Like it's just the same thing. It's just like, I'm going to use this as a stronger implement of my opinion, which is what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, what else has been going on this week? The Queen's Jubilee. Really, so you're going to be celebrating the Queen's Jubilees coming up?
Okay, I've got my Jack.
I just need to know.
Bikini cut underpants that I'm going to be wearing with a, you know, those hats that like the butcher wears. I don't know what you call those, but that's got a Union Jack on it as well. A bow tie that twirls around that's got a Union Jack on it.
Mm. Yeah, I'm also celebrating the Queen, not necessarily celebrating the Union. So, I mean, you're going to need to send that all back and get it reprinted with Queen faces on.
I don't want to celebrate that because it doesn't fit with my color scheme and my role play.
Your role play as
well. I'm going as planned. I'm not changing it up.
Okay.
I don't want that same woman's face anywhere near my junk. Okay.
She's
96 years old.
So nobody's going to put that on you, don't
worry. The irony is, it's always near your junk if you put your wallet in your pocket. Her face is everywhere. That must be
weird.
That's
true, actually. Yeah, her face has spent so much time near my ass when you think about it that way.
And in a desperate time, if you can't find any toilet roll,
a
£5 note comes in handy. Maybe not the new plastic ones.
You wipe and rewash them
in the sink. Yeah.
Of course.
Actually great for it.
I don't think you'd be able to get right in there and shovel it out like I like to, though. You know? It'd be sliding around too much.
Shovel it out.
Yeah, God, you got to get really in there, you know?
Well, like you're dipping a fucking nacho in the guacamole.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you got to get right in there. You take one of those bad ones, like one of those messy ones. Your mom's not around to help you either. Like, I don't know about you guys. My mom lives far away. I can't just phone her up and say, I've done a messy one. I need some help.
Of course.
But a £5 note's not going to solve my problems there either. I need some. I need like some really cheap toilet paper. Like, I don't even want like the 4-ply. I want just like, you know,
but
the,
what if your hands bust through
it? Sponge on a stick.
Well, you just double up if your hands bust.
Get
through.
A singing toilet. Trot's got a singing toilet.
Yeah.
It's sings not true. A song, weighs his really? Shit, and says, thank you, Father, yum, yum.
Wow, there's a variety MP3s. Of cameras in there. It takes LiDAR imaging of my anus, yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh,
very accurate.
Full LiDAR. There's better sensors on Trot's toilet than they put on Apache gunships.
Hey, you know what? This hat chat isn't about general conversation, not like Triforce. Mm. We have a format here. Sips,
right.
would you like to hear about it?
He knows.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Oh, of course you know.
I mean, I've watched all the other ones, so I know.
Of course.
You don't even... You save your breath.
So, I mean...
He's actually a competition winner. That's why he's here.
Yes. I entered the sweepstakes. It was my one wish.
I get to be on a podcast and that film's my favorite podcast.
Oh, man, what a thrill. I'm so happy to win.
We have something we do... As, like, you know, the theme for Hat Chat is
Right.
We get a hypothetical question from our wonderful patrons voted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we discuss it. So.
What, at length? Or do you have, like, do you do multiples?
There's a couple.
There can be a couple. Right, okay. Yeah. It doesn't have to be
depends
super
on how
deep.
Into it we go, yeah.
Sure.
Or how deep the question is, in fact. So here we go. Right. The first one is, you hit your head on a rock, and now you're only able to say a single phrase to everything for the rest of your life. What would the phrase
oh
be?
Oh, my God.
You've been Hodored.
You've been Hodored.
Mine for sure is, who's your barber? That's
I was
going to
say, who's your barber?
That's it.
That's a confusing one, because obviously, like, so somebody asks you a simple yes or no question, you need a good reaction. You need something that can cover all bases there. Maybe just say, maybe.
Yeah.
Just maybe.
You're really in the middle ground.
I'll get
there.
Back to you on that one.
I'll get back to you.
That's a good one.
Back to you.
Are you allowed to write stuff down, or is that just against the rules? This is a phrase you can say.
It doesn't say that you can't write stuff down. It's just you hit your head on a rock and you can only say one phrase in response to everything.
Oh, man.
I would say then, so if you can write things and sign, I would say help me is the phrase. Because I think that if you were in a situation where your ability to sign or your ability to write is compromised, you need to be able to shout something that gets people to come and see what the fuck is the matter so you can sign at them, right? So help me. It'd be the best thing to do, yeah. Because if you shout help me, that's the best thing to say.
But that's what you're going to say to
everything.
Became
somebody known,
says,
though,
oh, do you want
more? You could sign instead.
It's like the boy who cried wolf, though. Like, yeah. What if you become known as the help me guy who never actually needs help, and then
I think you might
like,
become known
oh,
as the guy that can
again.
Only say help me, though.
What if you go to drive through and they're like,
fucking help me guy again.
Here's help me guy again.
Request for help.
Exactly. It's very complex. I mean, I guess... There's no one sentence that covers all grounds, really. But yeah, if you go to drive through and you're like, oh, do you want more bacon with that? You're like, help me.
More bacon? Help me.
Help me. I'd like some bacon. Is that what your phrase is then? Yes, please.
That's not
more
my,
bacon.
No, that,
is your
that wouldn't be my phrase.
More bacon.
Okay. All right.
I'm trying to think of something that covers.
It's very easy to take my phrase apart places. Without suggesting your own phrase. I mean, that was a min-max answer. Somebody come up with a funny one as well. I mean,
fuck
help
me, daddy.
Yes, please, yeah. More bacon. Fuck me, daddy.
Fuck me, daddy. I guess what is the worst thing you'd be stuck saying? Yeah, fuck me, daddy.
Probably just yes, right? Is the
yes
worst
would
thing.
Be pretty,
yes, quite a good one.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You would just you would end up getting pranked all the goddamn time, right? Like, as soon as everybody realized that all you could do was agree,
yes,
they would take advantage of you.
I don't think
it'd
be as whimsical.
Let's workshop it.
Jim Carrey film either.
No, oh, well, yes. No, I don't think
it wouldn't be as nice as yes, yeah. Man, would it?
It'd be liar, liar. It would definitely be more a liar, liar
situation
than a yes, man situation. So, Sips, you walk into a sandwich shop.
Yeah.
You and I both walk in at different times of the day. I walk in first, and the person at the shop counter looks at me, and they're like, what do you want? What sandwich do you want? And I look at them and say, help me.
Right.
And they're like, okay. And then there's probably a sandwich board or some ingredients in front of them, or at least a sandwich.
Yeah.
I can just point at one,
right.
And they go, okay, yeah, here you go, that's £3.75. I smile at them, pay, leave.
Well, I
right?
mean, I,
so
I could do that
now
as
you
well.
Walk into the shop.
Yeah.
You walk into the shop.
So I walk into the shop and they say, how can I help you? And I'd say, let me get back to you on that one. But then with my eyes and my hand, I'd be like...
So your phrase is now, let me get back
let
to you,
get
on,
back
that
to you
one.
On that one.
That's yeah, always well, been that one.
I, that's what I,
oh,
that
sorry,
was
I
my
thought
original
you
one.
Yes.
Right, oh, well, okay. I mean, yes works as well. Yes. Yes. I would be pointing at the one I wanted.
So it's all nonverbal, right? So really you're relying on the nonverbals.
Nonverbal communication is huge, though. You can say a lot just with, like, a glance, you know? Like, you guys all have partners, like long-term partners, right? You go to, like, an awkward social setting with them, and you can give them that glance, and they know you've said, like, 1,000 things in one look, right? They know what's up.
We got to go. And in roughly 5 minutes, or you've got to steer this conversation away.
Yeah, you don't even have to do, like, we gotta go. Like, you don't have to even be, like, super obvious about it. You could just be like...
Why is he violently tapping
his wrist? I think we
gotta
go soon. Like, one little glance, and then they're like, yep, we gotta go. You know, right? Like, it's a cue. Like, you don't even need to say a lot of words to get the point across.
So I bust open the door at this point.
Sandwich shop and says, "Yes, okay. More bacon, please.
More bacon, please.
More bacon, please. More bacon, please. We don't sell bacon."
And Trot would walk in and say, "Fuck me, Daddy.
Fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me, Daddy.
More bacon, please."
Oh man, I love the enthusiasm too. You know, it's not like you don't just walk in. You're like, "Fuck me, Daddy." You're just like, "Yeah, fuck me, Daddy.
Fuck me, Daddy."
Yeah, fuck he's not me, just Daddy. Pondering. He rushes in and yells the only thing he can ever say. Rather than looking around, what do I want from the shop? Fuck me, Daddy. Yeah. Like, okay.
Well, you've got to be upbeat
is, yeah,
about
just
it.
One phrase. It doesn't mean that your whole personality and purpose changes. It's
why
like,
not?
Yeah, I'm actually...
Why shouldn't it though?
Maybe,
why
maybe
can't
that's
I,
what's
like,
happened.
If I
no,
could
you
just...
can. That's what makes it funny. You can. Oh, you can. Yeah. It's just funny the idea that you know.
I live my life around fuck me, Daddy.
Doesn't say anything
now.
About this. Yeah, you are the fuck me, Daddy man.
You could also make it sound conversational. You could just say, like, fuck me, Daddy, fuck me, Daddy, fuck me, Daddy, fuck me, Daddy.
Yeah,
and then point
you,
at stuff.
Can you stop the sentence at a certain point? Like, fuck me, Daddy.
Like, well, like, yeah, I mean...
Your volume changes. Fuck me, Daddy.
Fuck
you have to say it all,
me,
but...
Daddy,
fuck me,
Daddy.
The volume daddy-o. Changes.
Yeah. I reckon we could min-max it.
Fuck me, Daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy,
you get all the grammar. You get all the grammar and sentence structure in there. You know, like the eat shoots leaves thing. Like you could get wild with it, right?
Mm, you could.
You certainly could. But not as wild as our next patron question. You ready?
Right.
Okay. Go on. Yeah, hit us with it. Smash us with it.
Thank you again, once to our patrons. There you go. Covering
thanks.
Up
thank
Sips'
you.
Face.
Thank
there.
You so much.
Kind
thanks,
patrons.
Thanks. Don't cover my face.
Sips
with
at
that.
The top of that list.
Come on.
Much appreciated. Oh, so the second question is as follows. If you could pick one robot or cyborg from any movie to be your lifelong companion, which one would you pick?
Oh,
lifelong
that's
companion.
An easy one for me.
Who would it be?
I'm trying to think of...
For me, it'd be Wall-E robots. Every time. Like,
Wall-E.
He's so fucking loyal, stupidly
he's
so.
He's loyal, but is he good?
He's
or
a
he
fucking
does?
Idiot. You could just get him to do anything. Clean up my trash, asshole.
He's just got his little Grammy trash compactor.
Just, yeah, you know, like you can get him to do anything.
You can get him to clean up trash, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's not much else he can do.
With the spinning arms and shit. Yeah, that's so easy.
Wouldn't you rather the one that he befriends?
No.
The Sigourney Weaver voiced one.
Evie.
Evie is that's the one, yeah.
She's like you know, like a bit dramatic, maybe like almost hormonal, you know, like
robot.
You know? She's got her prime directive does not align with mine, okay?
Right, okay.
Wally's does. Because I'm a messy ass guy. Like he can clean up after me. We'd have a great partnership for sure.
What about
Eve? Not so much.
Yeah, Eve not so much, I guess. But like, what about? Well, I mean, Westworld is filled with robots, and those are real people, basically.
I
and
feel like that would
really,
be a problem.
You could really
though,
fuck
that. That would be.
You could really fuck all.
Oh,
of them.
It depends on what you're asking. Yeah, it depends on what you want from the robot. Try.
For example,
what
you wouldn't
you
really
want to
fuck Wall-E.
You're not gonna fuck Wall-E, no.
No, not really.
I mean, maybe you would. Like you said, he'd
do
anything.
It'd be a little bit like banging a toolbox, wouldn't it?
It would be like fucking a toolbox.
Like nightmarish.
A toolbox that trash
to put your penis.
Trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I personally would pick, as a lifelong companion, ED-209 from RoboCop. Now,
really?
Is
that the big
why
one?
Why not just RoboCop, though?
You'd because this one's way
just
more imposing.
RoboCop. Also, he's half robot, half human, right?
Yeah, but he's still... He's,
yeah,
he's robot
he's
enough.
He's too hormonal. You want just a bipedal huge tank.
It's the fucking flashback
just to follow you around
RoboCop.
Everywhere.
He's a liability, you know? Because every once in a while, he'll be like, you know, he'll be lining up for the shot, and you'll be like, I remember my old life. I can't shoot now.
Trauma.
Change the fucking record, RoboCop. Jesus Christ.
Get a life, RoboCop. What's your
what
problem?
What about the Energizer Bunny from the Duracell
Energizer
Bunny. Yeah.
Jesus, no, yeah. I don't want. No? What about the kid from AI? That would be. I mean, he could just be your child. You could just have a fake kid without any of the real responsibilities. I mean, other than obviously the fact that you can leave him by the roadside when you want.
There's the robot from Short Circuit. You could get the Short Circuit robot,
Johnny. Johnny Five.
Johnny Five is the
he's got, what, with the weird eyebrows.
Johnny Cabs from Total Recall. Remember when they go to. They go to Mars, and it's a robotic taxi driver. Johnny Five? Johnny Cabs? No.
There's
Welcome
Johnny
to Johnny
Five
Cabs.
In, Johnny Five in Short Circuit as well.
Oh, is it? Maybe it is then.
Yeah. What's the one with I would choose Razor from Robot Wars.
Okay. Yeah. That but he's not really a... I guess he is a robot, but you'd have robots, to control yeah. him all Good the pick. Time.
It's called Robot Wars. Right?
You'd have a What's controller.
What are the pros? What are the pros of having Razor as your lifelong companion yeah. then?
Well, Razor from Robot Wars had like a crushing strength of like a ton or something like that. It would crush every robot. It would run up to them. It would hit you in the shins, and it would put a goddamn crushing blade straight through your foot, guys. I mean, it'd be... The tyranny I can enact.
This is a lifelong companion.
Tyranny.
That's it, though. Yeah. Like, he can't do the dishes or anything, like, useful.
He can crush the dishes.
He just crush
really,
everything.
He can crush the dishes.
And he'd only be able to crush things at ankle height as well. So you'd have to put all the dishes on the ground first.
Or you'd need, an elaborate ramp set up for, him getting around. Like, getting
on
yourself.
Yeah, I have a whole tramp.
Come on, man.
My house.
You're, like, retrofitting your whole house for, like, ramps for this guy.
You're essentially adding stair lifts for a robot
just to break
into your
shit
house.
For you.
Guys, what happens when one of your fancy Android choices breaks down and you've got no way to fix it?
I've got ED-209.
Well, I've picked such a...
ED-209, the killing machine.
I've picked such a crappy robot, I just wouldn't care. Like, I'd just leave him.
You choose a really crappy one that you can replace.
Yeah, I guess Wally
just one,
is
just a really expendable one.
A scrap bot.
Oh, he broke down. Well, what now what? I just wouldn't fix him. I'd just leave him.
How about the Iron Giant from the film The Iron Giant?
The Iron Giant.
Yeah.
He's a bit big.
He's a bit
massive,
big.
Massive, yeah.
But
yeah.
ultimately, he
think
would
about where
fuck
you go
off.
With him.
Yeah.
Where the hell would you store them? I mean, everything costs so much nowadays, too. Like, you can't put them in a shed or whatever. You'd have to have, like, a warehouse or whatever.
He'd be an outdoor bot.
Live in the city center. You
he'd
know.
Be an outdoor bot.
He'd be an outdoor bot. He wouldn't be domesticated
fully.
He'd
be all rusty. He'd get rusty.
He is iron.
You could build a really cool, like, you know how outside of, like, Buckingham Palace and stuff like that, where they have those guard houses that the guards, like, stand in? They're like a little garden shed, but really tall, so they can stand up in them.
Right.
And really narrow.
Yeah.
One for an ED-605, was it? What was
209.
209. Yeah.
209, of course.
Sorry, 605 Different was model. The later models when they took them into war rather than urban pacification. Mm-hmm. But imagine that. You could build a fun little shed for your killbot.
What about the Fallout robots? The housemade ones?
Oh, yeah, the little helpers.
Yeah.
Cogsworth.
They are terrifying, aren't they?
Didn't Cogsworth. We discuss this last week about, like, having a kitchen robot that could, like, make all
kitchen
your food
assistant,
for you?
Yeah.
Imagine they're on a similar kind of level where that'd be useful.
I'd have Weibo from Flubber. A Weibo. Sentient woman trapped in a flying vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. What about Bender?
Weibo, like, fell in
Bender,
love.
Bender, yeah, that'd be quite funny. I mean, it seems like he fucks the people
he'd
a lot.
He'd be annoying, though. He'd be chaotic.
He would fuck
and
with
Marvin
a lot,
the
yeah.
paranoid android would also be just depressing, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, have you seen Big Hero 6?
No, I haven't
robot
seen
from
it.
That. Oh, it's not really a robot, it's kind of like it's a...
More of a squishy...
Big squishy.
He is a robot.
I mean, I guess he's an AI. Yeah, so like Baymax. I think his name is.
He'd be cute. Yeah,
that'd be pretty
but
cool.
Again, he's got a size problem. He'd
well,
be
he's
knocking
not that
stuff
much
over.
Bigger. I guess it's just like
he's
yeah, I mean,
tall and bulky.
Big and tall.
R2-D2 is useful.
What about Bishop from Aliens?
Oh shit!
Ripley.
That'd be terrifying.
You can you could push him down the stairs and all of his tubes would burst and there'd be milk everywhere. He's got all that fucking
milk
blood
yeah.
and shit. Yeah.
Well, why is he powered with it?
Just for fun every once in a while. Hey Bishop.
Does everyone keep
what?
Jizzing in Bishop. The Bishop
push
part.
Push him down the stairs. Whoa, fuck whoa, you, whoa, Bishop.
So sinister.
Oh no, ones. I'm full of cum.
Oh, that's my cum. But you didn't have cum in you before
my
you were his owner.
Circuits are overloaded.
That's strange. God.
You can get a toy. You can get an action figure of Bishop that's bisected, so that the top half of him is out and he's got all the jizz all over him. And there's like an oh god,
oh,
it's so.
Man, I'd be just jacking off way too much. I would never leave the house.
Yeah, it'd be a huge distraction.
God. Dangerous toy.
There's plenty of options there, though.
Yeah, there's plenty of options.
There's loads
yeah.
of options. I mean, there's a lot of different robots. I mean, if you wanted a humanoid one, there's so many to choose from, so many realistic ones. Well, do you want a realistic robot or do you want something more subservient? You
well,
really classify
I think that
what you were after.
Probably the ideal would be like the Westworld robots, right?
Right, yeah.
But
or
you'd
humans.
Have to...
Have you seen humans?
No.
They seem human enough, yeah, and they just crack on with it. But then, yeah, then things took a turn.
That was a weird show.
Series.
Human. Yeah. It was interesting. But yeah. All right. Well, we'll stick with the idea of having sex bots, which are as lifelike as possible, like Bishop.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Realistically, I think that's the only way forward. I mean, you're going to want to have sex bots at some point. You're not really going to have sex with RoboCop or Bishop or Wally or the Flubber woman.
Or Razor. You're saying C-3PO. You can't? Come on. You could definitely do it with Razor.
His crushing capability.
What about that crushing? I want to crush my ass.
Oh, man. Well, now that you put it that way, I'm thinking about it. We can make an exception in that case, but the other ones, come on, they're good for nothing in that sense, right?
So I put a bunch of, as it's episode 100, I put more than just three options.
Oh, shit me.
So it's up to us whether we want to move on to some news of the week or get hit with another incredible hypothetical.
Here's with another one, I think. Okay. Yeah, because some of the news is, it's okay.
It's not so funny nowadays, what with, you know, wars and stuff and shootings and stuff
finding
going
funny
on.
Funny news is a tricky task. I mean, there's some okay news. Not like last week.
There's not really, actually. The news has been Ray Liotta died.
I know, yeah.
The guy from Depeche Mode died. Like, so many
the
people
died.
Right. From Yes, apparently. I don't know who that is specifically, but another... yesterday was a massacre.
Shit, really?
Crazy. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well,
I know. Let's bring it back up with the question, Tron.
Okay. So, next up, these are actually joint third and fourth. So, we've got, would you choose to live in the worlds of Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings? And I really think you need to consider both
options. I honestly think
options.
That the world of Lord of the Rings would be miserable because...
Oh, God, yeah.
Because it's like medieval times, like the movies, they're only showing all the guts and glory parts of it. But all the other days of the year, you're farming potatoes. The harvest is probably going to fail every time. Like, it sucks. And like
that
those times have been voted in history as some of the worst times to be alive. Right? Like
voted.
Yeah, voted by like the five people who were around at the time and hated every minute of it.
Yeah,
it's got to be at least in Harry Potter. You know, you got to go to a boarding school or whatever. But at least it's like in modern times. Yeah. You know, like when the school year is done, you can just go home and I don't know whatever you do. You know,
the only objectively bad thing that ever happened to Harry Potter was that his parents died. Everything else from there on was the life of like basically Boris Johnson, right?
Well,
like endless money, private school, privilege.
Well, was this all
wizard,
off the back of
was
his
hunted by Lord Voldemort, of course. It all
this is
up,
all because he could do magic, right?
Well, partly
because he
had rich parents.
Oh,
he had
right.
rich parents that were part of like the popular kids at school before. We've been through it a few times. I would say you're right though about Lord of the Rings. Apart from it depends on where you live, because if you live in the Shire, you're having a lovely old time. You know, they got a lovely community, lovely
houses.
You
appreciate that you wouldn't know about
the
life you
though,
have
because
now.
Because the thing is, like you're not going to have like honeymead all the time. Because like you have to grow all this, you know what I mean? Like you're getting a snapshot of the Shire, where it just so happens that like it's been a bountiful harvest, everybody's happy and good mood and stuff. What about next year?
Yeah,
when like everything
you're right.
fails,
okay.
and then you got
it was
Bilbo coming around to your
birthday.
House every day. Oh,
they ate my house.
I'm worried that we're not going to have enough food for the rest of the year. Like, Bilbo,
what if like nine dwarves turn up and eat you out of house and home and sing a song about chucking some plates around your kitchen?
Yeah.
You know, what if that happens as well?
Exactly.
Then you're really...
Also, just the weird mythical creatures. I mean, I say in that there are weird creatures in Harry Potter too.
There's more of a variety of weird,
You could just stumble across them in the Shire, maybe wandering out just a little bit further beyond the verge.
I feel like
Balrog of Morgoth.
I'm not super keen on the education system of the Harry Potter world, but I've yet to see it in Lord of the Rings. I've not seen a single school in Lord of the Rings.
That's a good point.
I think the world of Harry Potter is probably safer as well, right? Because in Lord of the Rings, there
kids
are
literally in danger
major
all the time.
Evil forces, you know, like there's like an eye, like a devil eye, that that monitors the realm and stuff, and there's Mordor and everything. Like,
You can avoid that eye somewhat.
That's all. Yeah, saying that, that's all. That's what we know about. Obviously, we've seen various perspectives. If you just stayed in the Shire, I think you would be far away enough that
way
like,
past.
What
his
is
gaze.
All that stuff?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, you're so far away from it, you wouldn't even know it
all
exists.
All we know of Middle Earth is the skewed perspective from the side of the Champions of the Light, sort of thing. But
right, of course.
Realistically, you know, what if like Mordor really decided to get its shit together and conquer Middle Earth for like
and gentrify?
You know?
I think, guys, I think Sips might have gone alt light.
Nice.
No, I was thinking this as well. I was like, how the fuck did the people of Minas Tirith actually survive? There was no discernible industry or farming. It was just a really nice layer of houses and like the odd person with like a basket of corn. It's like, where are they getting all this? Like, they might be mining, sure, but like, where is everything else to feed people? They're out in the middle of nowhere. There's that giant space in front of them that, like, you know, they all lined up on, and all of the orcs were like, ooh, here comes another big boulder. Step slightly to the side. Whoa. You know?
They probably had really good border control, and they kept it, you know, to their own people.
Yeah.
And that's probably what allowed them to thrive. No imports, no exports. Right, okay. Keeping it real.
Self-sufficient. Right.
Locally sourced produce.
Right.
You know?
So apparently the farms the farms are in the books, but they forgot to add them in the films. The Pelennor Fields, which I think is that huge area in front of Minas Tirith, was probably farmland.
There's probably a chapter or two
they don't
on
go into
that,
the politics enough.
Dull as fuck.
They don't.
Yeah.
No. Also, it looks as though it's slightly marshy to do because of how near the river was where Faramir made his final stand.
it's entirely unrealistic that there would be dwellings in such a situation with the shifting sands
dwellings.
Underneath the swamp and
were they concerned about climate change?
The
volcano spinning things up into the sky would vastly alter the current climate. Go on, Trot.
I think Harry Potter is terrifying. Like, I mean, you literally have any sort of capability of being slightly magic, you know, magical in any sort of sense. You're conscripted into a school and put on the front lines. Yeah. To defeat Dementors and shit.
Of a magical war.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're literally put into a war and trained.
Unscathed, though, most.
Hmm? Yeah, also, I think you had to apply to get in. You don't necessarily get straight in.
Are there any anti-mages in the Harry Potter universe that attempt to like purge the magical properties of the children
like
or anything?
Mega muggles.
I don't know, because muggles didn't know about it. This is the issue. That's the whole
oblivious.
Thing. They're just living in bliss. They're completely unaware, and they're, you know...
Are there collars or anything in Harry Potter where you put, like, a magical dampening collar around a child's neck to prevent them from doing magic or anything like that?
No, they just get punished immediately, don't they? They get punished for using magic outside. Suddenly, Dementors turn up and they start getting, like...
That's only if they're a kid and they have the mark on them until they're of adult age or whatever. Then that no longer. The Dementors don't.
It doesn't go into much detail.
Right. It isn't.
Specifics.
Yeah, it really
is very.
Well,
we start really
out.
Rattling
yeah.
it down.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
yeah.
suddenly thinking, hang on. None of this
Where are all the
up?
Adults as well? It feels like adults are going extinct in the Harry Potter world, and you're like, where the hell is all of this structure? And where, like, not all of the magical buildings can be within hidden, compressible houses. You know, like, where is everyone living? You can't suddenly have like what's it called, the Ministry of Magic, have tons of people from everywhere. Yeah. Where like the Weasleys live in the middle of fucking nowhere. Sirius lives in a house that disappears. You know, like are they all hiding under our beds and in cupboards? And like, where is
it's
everybody?
A very it doesn't flesh out. It's basically all about the school.
Yeah.
And that's all we need to know. That's all they ever tell us, really. Maybe Fantastic Beasts goes into it further, but I couldn't.
I've never read any of the books, and I saw the first Harry Potter movie like when it came out, and that's it. So I'm not super familiar with the universe.
So your kids haven't watched it or anything? I guess
my son started reading the books and he didn't really like it. He didn't like the book that much.
Fair enough.
So I don't know.
Because it's not fleshed out enough.
Maybe it's
not enough detail.
It might just be like a genetic thing. Like, disinterest in Harry Potter somehow,
Believe me, my dad is very disinterested in Harry Potter as well. I'm not. I'm obviously not a super fan. That makes me sound mental.
Love
him,
I love Harry Potter.
Wait, how old were you guys when Harry Potter came out, though? Were you like, were you youngins?
13, 14, I think.
I think the book's already out, before I read the first one, the second one was already out.
I think it was
quite
like the
young.
End of primary school they started coming out.
Oh, right. That's about right then. That's like
I read all of them apart from like the last one or two. I don't know. Yeah. The films did most of the work for me, so I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Visual.
What about the Silmarillion? Is he reading that yet, Sips? You gonna get him on that?
I don't know. I don't even know what that
Why
is.
Why are there so many songs in this book, Dad?
What is that?
I don't know, son. There's no music sheets or anything, and I don't really know what to do
it's
with
Lord
this.
Lord of the Rings again. Tolkien did like an extra book that he never finished.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've heard of this. Yeah, also, no, he's stops. Not. He hasn't read any of those. He reads like he reads like these series books, like Diary of a Wimpy Kid and like the dog. I think it's Dog Man or something. It's like a superhero dog, but there's like it's not just one book. There's dog like Man. Fucking 20 books. You know, like
yeah, I remember like getting into those kind of things.
Series of books, like yeah.
They're like decent length, but not like full length novels, yeah. Right? Is it like Animorphs? Did you ever read Animorphs?
That's I never read Animorphs. Like. Well, I used to read like the Hardy so Boys and Hardy Boys, yeah, I was Bruno say. And Boots. Yeah. I think it might have been a Canadian thing though, but it was like these kids that were
lots
at
of action
boarding
adventure
school.
Stuff.
Yeah,
I used to read the Famous shit, yeah. Five.
The Famous Five.
Famous Five.
Famous Five.
Have you seen the ripoff of the Famous Five, which has? I will find out. Anyway, continue talking. I'll find out the actual.
What about Goosebumps?
Goosebumps.
Everyone saying Goosebumps.
Yeah, Goosebumps. Yeah. I used to watch the show and read the books and stuff. Yeah.
And the show was ultimately a lot more disappointing than the books, and your imagination could go.
I don't know. The show was had its moments. So some episodes were better than others for sure, but.
Yeah.
I remember being cheesy as hell even as a kid.
It wasn't like impossible to watch either. No, you know, you could have it on the background.
Enjoyable enough. Kids yeah. TV.
Yeah. It's no Aquila or Demon Headmaster. Actually, Demon Headmaster sucked. I actually really disliked.
I'm not sure
Demon
Sips even had those.
No,
it was
very
well made though, wasn't it? It was well written, Demon Headmaster. I really did think it was actually a well made show because it freaked me the fuck out. Like, it had an effect, and then you'd flip onto the next show on that evening, and it would be awful in comparison. But yeah, it was a really weird show.
Did you guys ever
Aquila
get?
Was amazing.
Did you get Captain Power over here? He was like he had like a blue and golden costume,
Captain
and he had
Power.
Like this gigantic.
Captain Power, no.
It wasn't like a throne. It looked like a big wall-mounted torture device that he would like plug himself
Wait,
into
have you
to
seen
power
toilet
up
again. Is this top toilet?
Captain Power. It was. I think it was on
Holy
in the
shit.
80s.
This
or
guy
the
looks
90s.
Like Judge Dredd.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
what about
nuts.
Bionic 6? Have you ever heard of the Bionic 6?
I've heard of. I think I have. Yeah, I never watched
it's
it.
It's a cartoon, and they had some toys as well. Bionic 6.
Oh, wow.
6.
Captain Power
Street
looks
Street
awesome.
Sharks.
Captain Power
George,
was pretty fucking cool.
Any of those
cool.
Bad boys?
Yeah.
Look at that guy. Obviously
Captain Power
looks
like really Judge Dredd vibe meets it's, Power Rangers.
Captain Power's, yeah, Captain Power was like pre-Power Rangers, but it seemed
well,
like very Power Ranger-y, right?
I would have loved that.
What about they had Captain Power and they had what was the fucking Nintendo one? It wasn't Captain Power. Maybe it was Captain Power. Do you guys ever remember that show where the kid had his belt buckle was an NES controller and he had the light gun and the power glove and he would just go around and like fucking solve crimes and shit like but
sounds
he was
incredible.
Like, yeah, he could like that go into nuts. Like Nintendo games and stuff. I can't remember what the name of him was though.
Oh,
it was so,
man,
so good.
No, I remember probably more American actually. It was it Mac something? Oh, she would melt into a pool of like
Annie Mac,
toxic
the secret
liquids.
World of
Annie
Mac.
Mac is a DJ.
Oh really wait, the
DJ.
Secret world of something Mac.
Yeah, Alex.
Alex Mack.
Well, she would just morph into
yeah,
a puddle
right.
of yellow
yeah,
goo
yeah, yeah.
and then just like go places. I can't even remember the context.
Was that
of the
like
show
a was it a British show like or was it
no,
American?
It was an American show, oh, but right. like it was on Nickelodeon, so like I'm not sure if that translated over there. But then I guess there's probably a couple of years before that you would probably have phased out some of the
probably
kids shows
yeah
that we would have
like I didn't get into I was I was a teenager when Pokemon came out, so I was like
oh right yeah
like not interested in it really.
No, I wasn't a massive fan of Pokemon when it came out either. That was on SNTV
for us.
That
was huge.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Trot still
I loved the,
is.
I loved the cards. I wasn't fucking a fan it. Of the cartoon as much. But yeah. There you go.
Lap it up.
For you.
Alex Mack. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
It seems like something I would probably have watched if it was around like
yeah.
during my time.
I don't
time,
really
but...
remember the like any of the stories. I just remember being like affected by some nuclear issue and then like covered
and
in like
melt
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah, we got covered in toxic waste, and then had the ability to kind of blink your eyes hard and then suddenly turn into a puddle of goo and just like travel places.
Did you guys
she had other powers too. She had like the ability to transfer electricity. There was another one where she ate some really spicy chili and it gave her super strength. Wow. Yeah, it was a weird show, but I used to watch it a lot.
Yeah, because they also combined coming of age issues with that issue with that as well. Yeah. So it's just like, I'm trying to get a boyfriend, but also I can turn into a puddle of goo. It's like, well, okay, sure.
Did you guys ever watch Ren and Stimpy? Or watch Beavis and Butthead when it was?
I cannot believe Ren and Stimpy was like for kids.
I was a bit too young.
Yeah. Bizarre and like dark and like
it was.
Creepy.
The earlier seasons especially were weird.
I loved it though. I found it just really like bizarre.
Yeah.
It was entertaining for the
edgy
how weird
at the time
it was.
It was very good.
But I remember my mum walked in and we were watching it and she was just like, what the hell is this? It was like zooming in on like Ren's ass.
Grotesque detail.
On it was like popping or something. When he was pulling out the strands of his like nerve endings. Oh,
I think the guy who voice acts
and the noises.
Fry in Futurama is the same guy that voice acts Ren and Ren and Stimpy, which is crazy.
Really?
Right?
I didn't know that.
There's
loads of voice acting. Round the Twist, someone mentioned. Holy shit. Did you ever get that? That's Australian.
Round the Twist? No, I've never even
heard
that.
That was such a good show.
That was like really just, bizarre stuff. But
the only
the only
Australian show I remember from being a kid was, I think, The Littlest Hobo. Was it about a dog? Yeah, I know.
Hobo.
What a fucking name for a show, eh?
It's called The Littlest Hobo. Context?
I don't know. It's just like, I think it was like one of those... It was like a stray dog that would just like, travel from town to town. And when it arrived in a town, it would like help solve the town's problem or whatever.
Okay.
Just by, being smart and being a good boy and wagging its tail and stuff, I think it was one of those where like, I think the people actually had the capabilities of solving the problems in the town themselves, but they just needed that little extra, push forward from the dog, like they didn't realize
that,
just couldn't unlock their true potential unless they had the dog there to unlock it for them, sort of thing. So like that was his job.
I've seen the dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
It reminds me of the dog I had when I was a child. Let's solve all the problems. Okay.
Guess I'll...
See you later, dog. Good luck in your next town.
I'm gonna jump now.
I'm gonna jump.
Thank you, dog. Jesus. You've made that decision.
I'm about to ingest all of these pills, but now that I've seen your cute ass face,
you're terrible at solving problems, dog. Fuck off.
Oh man. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was called The Littlest Hobo. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Well, Ross, why don't we wrap this up with a little bit of really funny news?
Okay, there's a couple of stories here. One involves Jimi Hendrix's penis.
Yeah, go for it.
Another one involves a majestic elk pissing on its own face.
I quite like this other, the one about Banksy.
Banksy one, okay, yeah. Someone actually sent this one in as well. I'm not sure who it was, but thank you for sending that in. It says, Banksy allegations cause Pembroke Dock councillor to resign. A town councillor has resigned, stating he is unable to do his job due to ongoing allegations that he is the artist Banksy. William Gannon of Pembroke Dock's Buffaland Ward is stepping down with immediate effect due to allegations he is secretly the cult graffiti artist known as Banksy. In a statement released on Friday, Facebook today, it says, as you may be aware, an allegation has been repeatedly made that I am not who I say I am, but that I am the artist Banksy. This allegation is undermining my ability to do the work of councillor and council rep properly. I do not want this allegation to undermine the reputation of Pembroke Dock Town Council. Therefore, I have decided to step down as both town councillor and council rep.
Man, I picture this guy to look like Steve Buscemi from Airheads.
This guy, he's just a bald dude with glasses. He's not like, I mean... how old is he?
Can you
get
it up,
say how old he was?
It's on the article.
It should be in the article.
Like, it's insane that, I mean, how much flack must this guy have been getting for him to have to quit his job because they're like, Banksy, he's Banksy.
This random guy. Who, like,
no, I'm just a
counselor.
It's
a picture of his office as well. It's just this tiny little...
Banksy.
Man, imagine he starts turning up to like parties and stuff post this. wearing like skater clothes, like with the hat on backwards, yeah, like to the side and stuff, like to yeah, live up. Me, like, yeah. Yeah. It was me all along. I am actually Banksy.
Flex of paint on his hand and face. Yeah.
He's got a little rebellious streak in him.
He's got to dress up every day just to like keep
that cheeky grin. He knows he's done something wrong.
But to be pushed to the lengths to actually like quit his job, that's insane. Me, that is very odd.
That's that, yeah.
But
how much was he getting? How much harassment was he getting? I know you're Banksy. I know it.
You must be. You have to be Banksy. I don't know who's. I don't even know where that is.
But people.
I mean, what was he looking at in that photo? He must have been looking into the sun to get that much reflection on those glasses. Like, what, like when they took that photo, they're like, "Oh, hold on a minute, I can't see your eyes because it looks like a fucking constellation."
He's got a Steve Brule facial expression as well, right? Yeah. With like the big glint off the glasses and stuff. Never seen Steve Brule before, Dr. Steve Brule for your health.
Dr. Steve.
No.
Tim and Eric. Oh.
Is he a real doctor?
John C. Reilly, but he plays as like this like television doctor.
He's the zany one where they said
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, he's got that kind of like far away look of like not quite.
He looks a bit crazed. Like he's not in front of a camera very often. Yeah.
That man's been forced to quit his job because they keep saying he's Banksy.
I think maybe he is Banksy. Now that he's quit.
Maybe he wants that accolade.
But people really like Banksy though, right? And nobody actually knows.
He's quite divisive, to be fair, for some people.
So I wouldn't see it as something to be embarrassed about if you actually were Banksy, right? Because people would be
true.
Literally, just follow the guy. He's just going to go home.
Yeah,
and it's just to his family. It's just like
Connie's. Balaclava.
He'll be out of the house anytime, but watch his house.
Bag of spray paints.
Yeah.
There he goes.
He's got his stencils. What are those?
I knew it was from Derek. Get back in, Nigel.
Nigel all along. So it's a good excuse to quit your job, though. Like, if I ever need to quit a job, I'm going to be like, you know what? I got to quit because it turns out actually I'm Banksy and I'm wanted by the law, so I got to go. Yeah. Sorry.
Gonna sell Sorry, guys.
I was
just
the
law. For a bit.
I mean, apparently Massive Attack's Robert Del Naja is
That's
Banksy.
What I've heard.
Yes, that's the most popular theory.
It's the ongoing,
right?
Yeah. And that seems most reasonable, right, in terms of like when he started being more prolific and also Massive Attack being the way it is and starting in Bristol.
Do you think it's better to not know? Do you think it's you'd rather not know?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'd rather not know.
I would rather not know, I think it makes the whole thing more interesting. Allure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when you
do
find out, it's kind of like, okay. Well, so whenever you see a painting pop up,
it's not myth, the legend Banksy anymore. It's just Derek from Pembroke.
Yeah. It's Colin. Colin Smith.
Well,
it's a guy from Art Attack. Sorry, that's a good.
Neil Buchanan. He's from Bristol as well. Oh no, that's not Art Attack. Sorry, I'm thinking the Art Ninja. He's from Bristol. Yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with that guy.
You'd think his big Art Attacks would be a bit better.
Yeah.
If that was the case.
Yeah.
Because I mean, they were good. Sure.
Constantly doing spray paint art, which is weird.
Yeah. He's got another laser stencil car.
Is that a girl with a balloon? Weird.
Weird rats.
Sips, thank you very much for being a part of our huge milestone here.
My pleasure.
We thought we'd get the oldest guy we knew for the oldest episode we've done. So,
crazy. Thanks so much for all the hypotheticals and for the news and stuff.
You're welcome.
So I don't even need to read the news today. Now I'm all up to date.
Of course, that's the important stuff covered.
Up to date. You are up to date.
All the good stuff. And I hope you've got your brain whirring away for the rest of the day.
Oh, big time, yeah. Thanks very much.
I get to spend the rest of my day with
10-year-old kids, so I'm going to be asking them, what's your favorite robot, kids? That's going to be awesome. Can't wait. I'll do a trip report for you guys and let you know what some of the answers are. Yeah.
Tell them that Razor's coming for their feet and shins and they need to be careful.
Oh, my God, yeah. If they start,
a suitable track.
They're not listening to me when I'm helping them cross the road and stuff. I'll bust that one out.
Razor's gonna get your toes.
Look into the mirror tonight at midnight and say razor three times for a big surprise.
You get sliced ankles.
Your dishes are all broken when you wake up. What the fuck?
Jeez. Fucking hell.
Hey, right, well, huge thanks to our patrons out there for giving us all the support, keeping Hatchat, you know, just on that defibrillator. Keep going. Thank you very much for keeping that heart sustained. And also to Leakproof for doing the finger and sending it in the email.
Of course, that's
all those years ago.
One.
Much appreciated. Hatchat@hatchatfilms.com. If you've got any more news, send it that way. Or Fingles. That'd be great. Thank you, Sips.
Thank you.
We'll see you at episode 200, right?
Yeah, for sure.
200, of course.
Yeah.
Come on in. He'll be like 100 by then.
Yeah.
He will.
Yeah, we're not here next week, so there'll be a podcast the following week.
Indeed.
Sorry.
So, see you in a fortnight, everybody, for 101. Until then, have a great day. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.